Great. Thank you, President Yee. Ladies and gentlemen, and all of our parents that are listening to us at home, I want to wish you a good evening. Thank you for being here this evening, if you're here with us in the boardroom. Just a few thoughts to share with you. We are coming upon a very important election within the next several weeks. On November 6th, people throughout the state will have an opportunity to vote. And as you are deciding on candidates and ballot measures to vote for, I would like to draw your attention to two educational ballot initiatives in particular, Proposition 30 and Proposition 38. With the understanding that if these propositions are passed, they will have a significant impact on school funding. And as you know, that is critically important to our schools. If neither of the propositions passes, financial resources will be greatly diminished for schools throughout California, and specifically here in San Francisco. The many significant budget cuts to our schools include that we will be forced to shorten our school year by up to 5 days this year and up to 9 days next year, in addition to the substantial cuts that will affect our school sites and our professional development and our support for our professionals and our students. I want to encourage all of you to vote in the November 6th election. Vote your conscience, but please vote. I also would like to share with you some very good news. The Western Association of Schools and Colleges, or WASC, as they are affectionately known in our district, is the rigorous accreditation process that all high schools must go through in order to be accredited for awarding diplomas and having students eligible for college admissions. Six of our high schools underwent WASC accreditation last spring, and if you've never been through a WASC accreditation, it is a process that is very rigorous, and it consists of WASC teams from each school reviewing evidence of school functions, including academic achievement, climate, leadership structures, parent and community involvement, among other things. I am very proud and pleased to announce that all of our high schools that were reviewed in this cycle were, in fact, accredited. I would like to thank the staff, the students, the teachers, the administrators of Lincoln High School, Lowell High School, Ida B. Wells, Burton High School, June Jordan, and John O'Connell for making us very proud and having a great showing in their WASC accreditation meetings. I would also like to thank everyone who was able to participate in the National Bully Summit on September 13th and 14th. You may recall that the San Francisco Unified School District was selected as the host of the National Anti-Bully Summit. Approximately 3,000 SFUSD 6th to 12th graders attended viewings of the movie Bully at various theaters throughout the city on Thursday, September 13th. I had the privilege of being in attendance with a group of students that viewed the movie, and I have to tell you that they were absolutely phenomenal. They were attentive, they were respectful, they were reverent when they should be reverent, and that may be a sign. I'm hurrying.
Cut them off.
And I think they were very, very jubilant at times when they should be jubilant. We also had the privilege of being addressed by the movie's director, Lee Hirsch, our mayor Ed Lee, and the United States Attorney for the Northern District of California, Melinda Haig. I cannot begin to express how impactful the time was for all involved, and I have no doubt that our students will continue to set an example on their school campuses about making a positive difference in the lives of others. And then finally, tonight we are proud to share a presentation with the board and our public concerning our district student performance gains over the last 5 years. Without stealing the thunder from our presenters later this evening, I am very happy to report that our students are learning and excelling in our classrooms at greater levels than ever before. While we will take this evening to celebrate, there is still much to be done, and we will need to be counting on everyone to help us stay focused on student learning as we move forward under a very difficult, in very difficult economic times. So with that, I also would like to echo the words of our board president. Go Giants.